ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today we're going to be asking a question that a lot of people ask regarding the state of the people who die and leave this world. A lot of people ask, we have relatives who have passed away, and we loved them, and they're gone, and we wish that to be with them in the hereafter. This is our only wish. Our grandfather, for example, he passed away. I loved him a lot. When I die, I wish I could be with him as well. My grandmother, she died. At the same time, we know that the hereafter is a lot different from the here, the world that we live in today. What is the chance that in the hereafter they're going to look the same that we do in this world? It's possible that they may look in a different way. How will I know who my grandfather is? And what is even the possibility of, my being with him? Even if we were in heaven, how would I know, where my grandfather is and who he is and how to get to him and, whatnot? In other words, people often compare these conditions of the hereafter with the conditions of the world. And this is a tricky question because we don't have a lot of knowledge about exactly what will transpire in the hereafter. We do have traditions and hadiths, and there are verses of the Holy Quran, but these only discuss the general properties of that world. But the actual details of that world and the particulars of it, and actually understanding its nature, in fact, is hard for the human mind to understand. Nevertheless, we do have traditions narrated from our infallible imams, alayhim as-salam, which can somehow indicate, how this would be possible, and in fact, if it is possible or not. We can narrate one of those traditions here for our respected listeners and audience, and that tradition is a tradition which Sheikh Mufid, may God's mercy be upon him, has narrated in the book Amali, his Amali. This tradition has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq has been reported to have said the following, that when God Almighty, when he takes a spirit, meaning when somebody dies and God takes a spirit, he clothes that spirit in a form which is similar to the form that person had when he was living in the world. Assuming that the person is a believer and he's going to go to heaven, then God Almighty sends his spirit along with this form to heaven. These spirits enjoy heaven, the blessings of heaven. They eat there, they drink there. And when a new person enters heaven and comes and meets these people see this person in the same form that he had when he was in this world, and therefore they are able to recognize him as the same person that they knew in this world, right? So it's completely possible. First of all, this hadith indicates that it's possible, for people who have died to come together in heaven and meet one another. Secondly, also for them to recognize one another. Recognize one another because God Almighty clothes them in the same form that they had when they existed and they lived in this world. And this is a source of inspiration for us in this world and gives us hope. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the possibility of rejoining one's loved ones in the hereafter and the ability and possibility of recognizing them in that world. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.